Are you one of the 75% of contractors whose financial statements are inaccurate? Find out. Click on the link in the show notes and you'll get a free P&L and balance sheet check.
This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by Financially Fit Business. Get the business tool that helps you grow profitably, build wealth, and live the life of your dreams in less than 10 minutes a month. Go to www.financiallyfit.business and get started today. Thank you for joining us. Here's how we will help your business and you. Do you really know what your employees are doing with your money? What are they spending it on? How can you achieve freedom with expense control? And how can you trust your employees with your credit cards? And one more question. Do you know the three major things your employees are using fuel cards for and they aren't fuel? My guest today, Daniel Simon, is a serial entrepreneur. He loves building companies and teams. His latest venture is Coast, which makes fleet and fuel payments easy. He will answer these questions and more. Daniel, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Thank you so much, Ruth. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, when I was looking through your bio and everything else like that, the big company before this was Bread, and it got my curiosity. I know that's not what we're supposed to be talking about, but what in the world was Bread?
Bread was a consumer payments and installments company for e-commerce. A lot of companies in the category these days are usually referred to as buy now, pay later. We helped companies who were selling things online. Say you were selling a couch for $1,000 through an e-commerce store, offer fair, transparent financing plans for their customers. So that same customer might be able to split up that purchase into 24 monthly installments of $47 with a very simple to understand and fair installment loan. That was a venture capital backed business that I was involved with for some 6 years as a CTO and COO. And I'm taking a lot of the lessons learned building businesses in payments and credit there in a consumer application and bringing it to a commercial context, really focused on companies that operate fleets of vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Contractor Sense, everybody listening is probably in their vehicle. I mean, in all reality, they're going from job A to job B.
Yeah, exactly right. And you know, one of the things that got me so excited after I left Bread about approaching this category is that I came to see that a lot of the innovation in financial services that modern technology and software startups had created really was still passing by this huge part of the American economy where the drivers are the employees and people are in their vehicles and they don't have these kinds of modern tools. So I was excited to bring that same innovation to this huge sector that I feel like it's been overlooked.
Yeah, I agree with it. And there's also one other thing that's there is a lot of business owners don't check their bills. They just pay them willy-nilly until they one day check them and then they get pissed off because so-and-so has been charging whatever else it is. You know, that was the really interesting question that I've got is, okay, what are the three major things your employees are using your fuel cards for and they're not fuel? So let's start there.
Sure. So look, I'll put it this way. If you operate a vehicle fleet of more than just a couple of vehicles, like you need a fleet card. And to give you a sense of who that's for, that could mean that you run a trucking business, for instance, but even more so, it's about plumbers and landscape crews, construction HVAC installation, pest control, limos, like local delivery, medical transport, government fleet, like lots of other kinds of operators. And when you give that technician who works for you the company credit card so that they can buy what they need when they've taken the van out to go do their job, you need control and security, visibility, reporting. You need the specialized software that you get from a fleet card. You want to make sure that your people are buying the right grade of gas. They're not going into the convenience store or the gas station to buy potato chips and cigarettes. You know, they're not gassing up their personal car or doing other wacky stuff with the company card. Most of your employees are going to be ethical, loyal people. There's always going to be some who aren't that ethical and loyal at all times. And that can add up to a really meaningful expense. A recent survey I saw found that 82% of employees who rely on expense reports haven't actually been caught by their bosses. And controlling expenses, and I think you pointed this out, it's pretty important for a business's bottom line and for managing working capital and float and planning. all of this needs to be proactively managed. So Fleet Cards give companies the tools they need to empower their workforce when they're in the field, while giving managers the trust and visibility they need to avoid that abuse and waste. And so to give you a sense of the range of who that means, you know, Coast serves thousands of businesses who have a dozen or half a dozen or even just a handful of cards, but we also serve lots of businesses using hundreds of our cards or even over 1,000. By the time you're about 10 vehicles or so, just about everybody has some kind of fuel card program. It's like a key and necessary part of the operating toolkit of a field workforce. And all of these companies benefit from the control and security that they get from a Fleet Card. And I should say in particular with the modern digitally enabled tools from Coast. But to your question directly, you know, people without the tight controls that you get from the right kind of a fuel card can be spending money on who knows what. And it's not always to the best interests of the business. And without that visibility, they could be spending money even on fuel to sell gas at the gas station to the next guy in line and pocket the difference, and it's on your company dime, or to fill up the family car. So there's a lot of opportunities for abuse, which is why software and controls come into play.
Yeah, we have QTs here in Atlanta. I don't know. They're not nationwide. I don't know whether they're up in New York or not. But, I occasionally have to get gas in the morning, and I see all these landscaping trucks and HVAC trucks and everything else like that. They're going in. They're buying all this stuff. A lot of them are buying beer, believe it or not, in the morning. And I walked in one day and I said, is this normal? And they go, oh, yes, you wouldn't believe it. So, I mean, how much, you know, I had the very thought that went through my head, you know, how much of these people's employers are actually paying for this beer and everything else that they're buying other than gas? You know, it's crazy.
We surveyed our customers, and what they found after implementing Coast in their fleet is that they were saving 9 to 10% on their monthly fuel bill when switching from another kind of payment provider or a different kind of fuel card, because of the visibility and control that they finally had to prevent exactly that kind of abuse. When you think about how big your fuel bill is every month, such a big part of the operating expenses of a trades business, that can really add up to really big savings. And also, when you think about the time that you save with the kinds of tools that you get from this kind of a modern fuel card, not having to sort of go transaction by transaction to make sure that the abuse isn't happening, just to have the tools there to make that easy, that can allow you to spend that time focusing more on the growth of your business rather than worry about your guys being out in the field using your credit card to buy beer for themselves.
Yeah. Or your bookkeeper tearing her hair out, having to
exactly
reconcile the fuel card. All right, before we take a break, if somebody's interested in Coast, where do they go?
Sure. They can always go to our website, which is coastpay.com. That's COAST, like East Coast or West Coast, pay.com. You can see a lot of information there about the industries that we serve and the product's features. And you can very easily put in an application to see if Coast is right for your business. It doesn't affect your personal credit, and it's really easy and fast and doesn't require much information. So coastpay.com.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had total freedom. You didn't have to worry about money. You didn't have to be a slave to your business. The words, I can't, are eliminated from your vocabulary. What if you could do what you want to do whenever you want to do it? A financially fit business could give you that freedom. How? By knowing what your financial statements are telling you and taking action based on what they say. You can do this in less than 10 minutes a month at an investment of less than taking your family out to dinner once a month. And if your financial statements are a mess, you can get help. Go to www.financiallyfit.business or click on the QR code below to get started today.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I'm speaking with Daniel Simon, who is a serial entrepreneur, and just the latest venture is Coast, which is it's fuel and fuel payments and fleet and all the fun things that you hate dealing with. All right. So when we were talking before the break, it dawned on me that maybe some of you who are listening right now don't really know the difference between a fleet card and just a regular like QT or shell card. So I asked Daniel during the break whether he would explain that. And he said yes. So go ahead and explain it.
I'm happy to. So a fuel card is a special kind of credit card. When you think about the credit card in your wallet, either your personal card or your corporate card, it's generally usable for any kind of spend. And you usually don't have too much by way of the sorts of controls and reporting that you can get from it. There are general purpose corporate cards with that kind of software, but they don't really cover the needs that you have when you've got a field workforce that are out in your company vehicles using company credit card to pay for gas or other vehicle-related expenses. You want to make sure that they're buying the right kinds of products. Fuel cards can come with restrictions to prevent you from buying beer at the same gas station, or you can buy, diesel gas for the commercial vehicle. It can give you reporting on the grade of gas and how many gallons were purchased. It can work in the kinds of circumstances where you need to collect information about which vehicle or odometer reading was present at the time of the vehicle when that transaction was being attempted, all to give you the visibility that you need to control your field expenses. Now, traditionally, a lot of these fuel cards and the companies who sell them have been around for decades. Have been on systems that really don't work with the Visa and MasterCard networks. And so they're not accepted everywhere, but are accepted only at the gas stations that did the work of accepting this very particular kind of payment method. Coast has come around because of a lot of innovations that have happened with those other networks and the gas stations that work with them that allow us to create a modern, really flexible, and universally accepted fleet and fuel card with all of those controls that we were talking about before, but with a modern digital user experience and the universal acceptance that comes from the Visa network.
Got it. All right. During the answer, you mentioned that you can use them for other things, like what?
So with Coast, because we work with the Visa network, there's things that you can do that maybe some other fuel cards that are built on those legacy systems can't do. Those other fuel cards can only work for gas and a few other kinds of maintenance shops that work. But with a modern open loop solution like Coast, partnered with Visa, a fuel card can give you that tight control and visibility over your field spend way beyond fuel. So the three other big uses are, I would say, fleet and vehicle spend, other job and field spend, and also general corporate spend. So I mentioned before other fleet and vehicle related expenses like parking, tolls, car washes, maintenance, and parts. Our customers love this capability because if they were using an old fuel card before, they no longer have to give their field employees some second card, which is hard to track and an invitation for abuse. And they don't have to deal with a cumbersome system of receipts and reimbursements of the employees paying out of pocket. Rather, they consolidate all the fleet expenses onto a single card, a single portal to track and review with precise policies and controls on who can spend how much on what and when. Outside of spend directly related to the vehicle, people use the product for a lot of other job and field-related expenses. So to pay for things like hotels on site if you've got a project, or hardware and supplies when they need it, if they didn't get everything from the warehouse, all with a strict visibility and control by their managers, governed by the policy set in the system. And then finally, we even have customers using Coast for broader general corporate expense management, making inventory purchases online from supply houses and tracking them using the same software and tools they use for fleet and field. Customers get the single pane of glass for all of their businesses' card expenses, but with a platform that's really designed for their kind of business, which in our case is a business that's got most of their workforce needing to be in the field.
Yeah. And I assume that, and I'm making an assumption here, that there are credit limits that somebody could, if they go and they have a repair, they're not going to be able to repair their truck and another car and another thing and, blow out the total dollars on the credit card, correct?
That's right. We'll allow the users of the card, the managers and fleet managers and finance operators and bookkeepers, to set controls on a per category basis. For instance, you could say you can spend $1,000 a week on fuel, but you can't spend more than $500 for maintenance in a given month, or you're only allowed to spend a certain amount in a given day at Home Depot or what have you. So we give really precise controls to make sure that people don't abuse the system. And so managers can allow their employees to use the card for only the things that the business needs.
Yeah, I mean, what is going over the Verrazano Bridge right now is what, $12 a day?
Yeah, I mean, I actually I think it's more. I think it's like 15 bucks or something.
Yeah, when I ran the New York Marathon, it was 12. So they must have gone up since then. But that's $240 just going across the bridge every day. That's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that can be tracked, right?
That's exactly right. So, and not only can it be tracked, but you can set the very specific limits that, for instance, tolls is a category that you manage separately. It's all happening on the same card, but if you know that it's only going to cost you $240 in a month on tolls, you can flag or block transactions that exceed that amount. So you can look into it and say, something's fishy. I wonder why Ruth is spending so much on tolls. And you'll get that alert in real time. You'll be able to dig immediately into it. You don't have to wait for the statement to arrive at the end of the month. We give you those kinds of tools to be able to stop abuse and waste before it ends up being a real problem.
Yeah, I mean, I went across and, I took my back and forth and then I picked my daughter. I'm joking. I mean, I can just see an employee going over that bridge six times in a day and you don't know about it until the end of the month, which would not be cool. So, anyway, all right. So, when you talk about freedom, and achieving freedom, what do you mean by achieving freedom with the car, with expense control? Ah, expense control. Sorry about that.
Sure. Look, I think that for a business that's operating in trades or construction or any one of the other categories that I mentioned, expense management is just a really important part of running a successful business. It's important for the business's bottom line. Like I said, it's working capital, float. At Coast, we recognize that there was a particular need for businesses who use fuel card to tie the spending into the rest of their business expenses. Like, if you're able to do this successfully, then not only will you have savings based on the reduction of abuse and waste, you'll save time that allows you to really focus on what matters to you, which is growing your business, right? Rather than having to deal with all the administrative and operational overhead of running a commercial credit card program for your driver employees. But it also builds trust with that workforce, right? You don't need to always be questioning the behavior of the good employees and sort of creating this layer of doubt and skepticism and distrust between you as the employer and those employees who are the good ones, because you'll be able to know pretty quickly who are the ones who are doing the bad stuff so that the majority of your workforce can feel that they have a system and a boss that really puts a lot of trust and power in them.
Got it. Final thoughts.
Sure. I would just say, like, that there's a number of fuel card options that are out there, and I kind of want to sort of give my thoughts on what an owner of a business should really be looking for when making the decision which one to go with. So, breaking it down into convenience, costs, controls, capabilities, and customer care, right? Convenience, you want to make sure that you've got something that doesn't only work at particular gas stations, but that can really allow you to fill up wherever gas is cheapest and not have to waste time going out of the way from your routes to get a gas station that accepts the product. Costs, you really want to look if somebody's advertising rebates or cash back on a fuel card, whether you're actually eligible. Some legacy providers charge a lot of hidden fees as well, which can add up to a ton. So you really want to look at your statement closely, and you really want to go with fair and transparent pricing and rebates with your fuel card program. Controls, we talked a lot about. Do you have the option to set controls in a manner that works for your business, by driver, by vehicle? How well does the system let you track spend? Can you block or flag transactions that look suspicious because the vehicle GPS says that the merchant is far away from the vehicle, or because someone's trying to buy more gas than the tank has empty at the time? So you really want the modern technology on the controls. Capabilities, we talked about this. Can your fuel card do more than just buy gas? Right? Does it give you tools to set those specific policies on who can spend how much and when? And then finally, customer care is, like, really, really important. Like, does the company that's issuing the fuel card actually help you when there's a problem? Some legacy fleet card companies have had a lot of complaints about not putting the customer first. And when you've got a driver out in the field with an empty tank and their fuel card isn't working, that's a customer that you're not getting to, or an order that you're not fulfilling. So you need a company that will actually work to solve your problem right away, because that's a situation that really impacts your business. So just to repeat, convenience, costs, controls, capabilities, and customer care are what people should be looking for in a fuel card.
Thank you very much. Give us the website again, please.
Yep, you can always go to coastpay.com. That's coastpay.com.
Daniel, thanks so much for being with us.
Ruth, it was a real pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks to all of you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.